Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Most people have not realized it, but the Federal Reserve constantly states that the prospect of deflation is a horrible event to be prevented by any means possible. Oh, really? Deflation is a general decline in the prices of consumer goods and services over time. The price decline can be measured either in the monetary unit or in how much work time is required to earn enough to pay for the purchase. I remember 40 years ago when the company I worked for bought a computer at a price double my annual income. Today I can purchase a much better computer for less than a week's pay. Also, the prices of long-distance telephone calls and airline tickets have fallen so far that I now use both services much more than I did in years past. When the prices of consumer goods and services decline, that increases the wealth of consumers, even if their income does not change. In my mind, this is a wonderful development, not a terrible event to be prevented. Further, when people perceive that prices are deflating over time, they have a tendency to postpone making major purchases. Instead, the savings and investment rate tends to increase. These are the primary generators of future economic growth and job creation. In my opinion, that would be something to celebrate. However, the opposite side of falling consumer prices is that money becomes more valuable. That means that debt repayments and future deferred outlays will be made with currency that is more valuable than it was at the time it was borrowed or the obligation was incurred. Well, what does deflation mean for the U.S. government? It is the world's largest debtor. It owes somewhere between $100 and $200 trillion in debt repayments and future entitlement outlays for things like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Therefore, falling consumer prices caused by deflation is a horrible financial development for the U.S. government. And that is why the Federal Reserve is trying to deceive the public into thinking that deflation is bad for consumers. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.